Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: 4-day celebration of Falun Dafa Day kicks off at Union Square with group exercises and performing arts show. Grand Parade in Manhattan celebrates World Falun Dafa Day. Shenyun concludes 2017 season with final shows in Germany and the U.S. Remembering victims of the persecution, a Mother's Day wish. Art exhibitions draw support for Falun Gong. And recent Falun Gong events in Europe. Now for the stories.
4-day celebration of Falun Dafa Day kicks off at Union Square with group exercises and performing arts show. The 4-day celebration of the 18th Falun Dafa Day in New York City began at Union Square with a large group exercise demonstration on Thursday morning. May 13th is not only World Falun Dafa Day, but also marks the 25th anniversary of the public introduction of this ancient Chinese cultivation practice and the 66th birthday of Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa. More than 10,000 practitioners from 57 countries and regions participated in various Falun Dafa events all over New York City on May 11th through the 14th. On Thursday morning, over 600 practitioners from all walks of life and all ages assembled in Union Square to do the Falun Dafa exercises for about 2 hours. They also handed out informational materials, trying to raise public awareness of the 18-year-long persecution of Falun Gong in China. Waves of passers-by watched the event and signed the petition condemning the human rights violations in China. Ronald Woodhead, a young actor who spoke fluent Chinese, told practitioners that he used to live near the Chinese consulate in Munich, Germany, and often saw Falun Dafa practitioners peacefully protesting the persecution, which impressed him deeply. He signed the petition to express his support. A local health consultant and an editor of a public health magazine said he knew about the state-sanctioned involuntary organ harvesting in China, and thinks that the new U.S. government is not being forceful enough on the issue. He hopes the political leaders will make human rights issue a priority while doing business with China and do something to help end the persecution. Artistic performances were presented in the afternoon. The local Tianguo marching band played first, followed by a choir and solo instruments, including the pipa, a traditional Chinese instrument, guitar, keyboard, and oboe. A spokesman for the Falun Dafa Association in New York briefly described the guiding principles of the practice, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and showed the audience the proclamations and letters of congratulations from more than 100 government officials and lawmakers in the state of New York.
Grand Parade in Manhattan celebrates World Falun Dafa Day. May 13, 2017 marks the 25th anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the public and the 18th annual World Falun Dafa Day. Approximately 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners from across the globe gathered in New York to take part in a number of events to celebrate this major milestone. A grand parade was held in Manhattan on May 12. The parade started from Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza near the United Nations headquarters, marched through Midtown Manhattan, passed by Grand Central Terminal and Bryant Park, and terminated at the Chinese General Consulate. The parade started at 9:30 a.m. and lasted for 4 hours. The route was about 2 miles in length. Leading the parade was one of three Tianguo marching bands, followed by a dragon dance team comprised of New York-based practitioners. Behind them were practitioners carrying colorful banners, followed by motorized floats on which practitioners demonstrated the exercises, and golden costume-clad practitioners beating traditional tunes on red waist drums. An elderly man applauded the parade as it approached the terminus. He said he had immigrated to the U.S. more than 20 years ago and now lives in New York. He said, "The happiest day of my life is to applaud them here. We need to applaud each participant. This is the nicest day I have ever experienced because I see so many people doing a righteous thing. But people in the world are living in a maze. I am grateful for this beautiful day." His eyes were filled with tears as he spoke. He continued, "They come from other places. They are doing good for others unconditionally. This, to me, is so nice. We New Yorkers should do this too, to help others and remind others of the truth of the world." One Chinese man said he has been a resident of New York for more than 40 years. He gave the thumbs up and said, "I support Falun Gong. They are great. I love my country and hometown, but I don't believe in the Communist Party. Everyone should follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It is wrong for the Communist Party to persecute Falun Gong. Everyone should have their own belief. You can disagree, but you cannot suppress. A life, no matter how poor or rich, should be respected. It is cruel to harvest a vital organ from a living person. This is unimaginable. Heaven does not allow this. I am very sympathetic toward Falun Gong practitioners and support them."
Shen Yun concludes 2017 season with final shows in Germany and the U.S. Shen Yun Performing Arts concluded its 2017 world tour with performances in Berlin, Germany, and Pennsylvania, USA on May 10, 2017. In their five-month tour, Shen Yun's five touring companies presented a total of 498 performances in 142 cities and 19 nations in the Americas, Europe, Asia, and Oceania. New York State Assembly members and senators personally delivered proclamations to the company at the performance in Albany, New York on April 29, 2017. The mayor of Pittsburgh, William Peduto, announced May 9, 2017 as Shen Yun Performing Arts Day in a proclamation. Tony Zappia, member of the Australian Parliament, said, "Incredibly fascinating. There was not only a terrific amount of vibrancy among all of the performers there tonight, but there was a wonderful insight into the diversity of Chinese culture. To combine grace and strength together, seeing it on stage tonight was something that most impressed me. Watching performances like that tonight just bring home not only how important culture is and how much effort and energy goes into a production like that, but how good it is for our soul," he commented. He added, "The orchestra was faultless, very well blended." Opera singer Karan Armstrong commented, "Shen Yun is a fabulous phenomenon. Given the cultural aspect and the humor shown in some of the scenes," Miss Armstrong said. "Shen Yun was over much too fast. I could have watched and listened for another hour," she added. Robert Murasso, mayor of Paleo, a village in Vendée, France, said, "Not enough words to describe it. It's beautiful, pure happiness, only happiness, a well-being, a feeling, a lightness, a certain freedom," he added. A serene and nice message of compassion. Daniel J. Hayes, Jr., the mayor of Bridgewater, New Jersey, said of the performance, "You feel the amazing depths of the culture. It was an incredible combination of costumes, choreography, music, and all leaving you with a serene and nice message of compassion."
Remembering victims of the persecution, a Mother's Day wish. Mother's Day reminds us of the innocent women who were killed or are still incarcerated because of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong. The persecution of Falun Gong started in 1999 and has not abated yet. Victim of the persecution, Ms. Chen Qichu. Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Chen Qichu, 59 at the time of her death, was the first mother who died as a result of the persecution. She was arrested on February 16, 2000, and taken to the Falun Gong Transformation and Detention Center, operated by the Chengguan Street Office. The communist officials hit her head, legs, back, and feet with rubber sticks and shocked her with electric batons. Other detained practitioners could hear her painful screams throughout the night. The communist officials demanded that she renounce her belief while viciously beating her, but she firmly refused. On the morning of February 20, 2000, Chen, who was at the end of her endurance, was forced to crawl in the snow. 2 days of torture left her legs severely injured. Chen vomited and fainted, She never regained consciousness. Victim of the persecution, Ms. Zhou Jin. Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Zhou Jin was tortured and harassed by the Chinese Communist Party. She died in extreme pain in March 2011 at the age of 77. Police officers arrested Ms. Zhou on February 20, 2001, and later took her to the Changsha City No. 1 Detention Center. On November 18, 2001, she was sentenced to 9 years in prison on a fabricated charge. She was tortured in the detention center. During several interrogations, the guards shocked her with electric batons, pulled and slammed her head against the wall, deprived her of sleep, made her stand for the entire night, and deprived her of food and water, among other tortures. The murders and torture of innocent Falun Gong practitioners have continued during the past 18 years. Countless mothers have died, and countless families have been broken apart due to the persecution. Our deepest condolences go out to all the mothers who have been tortured and killed on the eve of Mother's Day. We call out for everyone to realize that the situation regarding the persecution of Falun Gong in China is dire, and help is needed to bring this brutal persecution to an end.
Art exhibitions draw support for Falun Gong. In the last week, exhibitions of the art of Zhen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, were held in Helsinki, Sweden, and Tempe, Arizona, in the U.S. This exhibition has been touring the globe for over a decade, raising awareness and drawing support for ending the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The paintings by Falun Gong practitioners reflect the guiding principles of this ancient Chinese cultivation practice and practitioners' peaceful resistance to the brutal persecution. Many visitors of the recent exhibitions were moved to tears by the paintings, and many more signed a petition to support Falun Gong. The exhibition in Helsingborg, Sweden, was held at the Elite Hotel on April 27th through May 1st. A young Polish woman told practitioners that she had heard about the viciousness of the Communist Party from her parents. But after all, it was second-hand information. The paintings, however, gave her a first-hand shock. She could feel the pain that practitioners in China have been suffering. Another Singapore-born Swedish gentleman also spent a long time viewing the artwork. A volunteer at the exhibit talked to him and shared her own experience of being tortured in China for believing in Falun Gong. A few hours later, he came to the exhibit hall with a bag of candy as a gift for this practitioner. Many visitors came back the second day with friends and family members. By the end, practitioners had collected over 300 signatures on a petition that called for an end to the persecution. Two local newspapers in Helsingborg reported on the exhibit. The exhibition in Tempe, Arizona, was held on April 29th. Nick, the owner of the gallery and a Falun Gong practitioner, explained the content of every painting to the visitors. Practitioners also demonstrated the exercises. They told the visitors about an upcoming free Falun Gong workshop that would be held at this gallery. Several people signed up for it.
Recent Falun Gong events in Europe. Falun Gong practitioners in Europe participated in events in Belgium, Switzerland, England, Denmark, and Sweden during the past 2 weeks. In these events, practitioners introduced this ancient Chinese cultivation practice to the public, informed the public about the persecution of the practice in China, and asked for help to end it. Their efforts were strongly supported by people from all walks of life. Genk, Belgium. The European Tianguo Marching Band, consisting of practitioners from 8 countries, performed at the May Festival in Genk on May 1st. Along with the band, a lotus flower-decorated float and beautiful traditional Chinese dances were warmly welcomed by the spectators. Lucerne, Switzerland. Practitioners from Lucerne set up a booth at the famous tourist spot Lion Monument on May 1st. They told tourists about the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China and collected signatures on a petition that condemns the crime. Waves of people stopped by to sign the petition and expressed their support for Falun Gong's peaceful resistance. Bristol, England. In Bristol, practitioners held a similar event at the local business district on April 29th. People were shocked by the facts of the state-sanctioned organ harvesting. Many of them said they had not heard of it and thanked practitioners for bringing the information to the public. Farsta, Sweden. A similar event, called Falundafa Information Day, was held in Farsta, Sweden on April 27th and 28th. Just like the kind people from other places in the world, the residents in Farsta also expressed strong support for the practitioners' efforts. Aalborg, Denmark. Many residents from Aalborg, Denmark learned about Falun Gong at a local health expo in March. They left contact information with practitioners at the expo and wanted to join the free Falun Gong workshop in the future and learn the exercises, which practitioners had informed them about. On April 23rd, the practitioners held a whole-day workshop at the downtown community center. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.